Welcome to episode 3 of the Active Photographer podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Here we are then, in 2011. I hope you all had a great Christmas and New Year, and that you're all set now for an exciting year ahead. As some of you can probably tell from my voice, this big horrible flu which is going around has finally caught up with me, on Boxing Day in fact, which is why there was no show last week. Of course, apologies go to everyone who was expecting a show, but I really was in no condition to put it together, and believe me, I did try. So, with a cup of homemade honey and lemon drink by my side, episode 3 is a bit of a catch-up of my activities in the run-up to Christmas. First of all, I'm talking whilst travelling back from a shoot on Christmas Eve, which involved snow, carols and a traditional family gathering. And then, prompted by a particular gift which I bought for my mum, I take a few minutes to think about the importance of printing out pictures for future generations to enjoy. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, Episode 3. So, Christmas Eve 2010, and I'm on the road again. It's around about 8:30 in the evening, and I'm just heading back home after my final shoot before Christmas. Now, I kind of alluded to this when I spoke to you guys in episode 2. It's a couple who I do quite a bit of work with, and this was another private photography assignment, and this time it was their family singing around, not so much singing around the Christmas tree, but singing in their back garden with the Salvation Army, who they decided they would like to come and sing, and it was all very nice. Now, I have had the same arrangement with these same people with Salvation Army in the past, and it was lovely. The main difference this time around was the fact that their garden was absolutely covered in snow, which is really nice. Christmas Eve with a garden full of snow. They also had already booked a snow machine because, you know, we thought, well, I say we, it was pretty clear in this area of the world that the snow was all melting and going away. Now, this place is only half an hour's drive from where I'm based, and it's like a different world. The snow is there, the ice on the roads is there. My car was, it was in danger of skidding at even 2-3 miles an hour. So yeah, it was just really nice to have the snow there. And I'm sure the kids will have loved it because, well, what more do you want? Christmas Eve, snow, roaring log fire in their house, and it was bitterly cold in their garden. The camera that I was using, the D3, again, same setup as before. Check out the show notes for episode 2, or check out the audio for episode 2, and you'll know what my setup was. Again, didn't let me down. The only thing that was kind of noticeable was, having done a load of shots in the house, in the warmth of the house, and it was all very nice and what have you, after being outside for a little while, the batteries, where they were already starting to get a little bit worn down, the colder and significantly colder temperature just kind of must have sort of ate into them, and the recycling time that the between flashes was noticeably slower. Now, when I have sort of extended periods of shooting using flash, I tend to use a Quantum battery pack, and I'll put a link in the show notes to Quantum. And what that allows me to do is, for example, I might be in a situation where I will take a shot with flash, and then the recycle time might be 3 seconds before the flash is ready to go again for the next shot. Now, a lot can happen in 3 seconds, and what a Quantum battery pack does, it's a battery pack plugs into a socket in the front of the flash, and that means that, for example, if I was going to be having a 3 second recycle time. With that battery, it's something like half a second to a second. So you can see that I'm getting more shots with the flash already charged up, ready to go. So I can get sequences of shots, maybe 5 frames, and they're all perfectly exposed. Or I can take shots with a little bit of a break between shots to get the best of the expressions and the best out of my subjects. So that was kind of noticeable. But apart from that, it was fantastic. It worked like a dream, as I would expect. This is why professional kit costs what it does and why we use it. Now, one thing that is worth remembering, if you are shooting out in cold temperatures, and it must have been below zero this evening, if you're doing that and then you go straight indoors after, excuse me while I just get my directions here, if you go from the cold, sort of minus whatever, and then go into a lovely warm house or, you know, whatever the building might be, the moment you do that, you're going to start to get condensation on your lens and you need to let your camera acclimatise. I was amazed this evening that that wasn't the case. One sort of bit of advice, if ever you find yourself in that position and you have the option, if you're, for example, out in the garden and you're taking snaps of your friends and family, or you're skiing or what have you, if you just need to nip into the house for 5 minutes to do whatever, but then you're going to go straight out, leave your camera outside. As long as it's protected from any snow or rain, it's, you know, not getting damp or anything, leave your camera outside and it'll be fine. Some of you guys listening may have heard of a guy called Chase Jarvis. Check out his work. He is an awesome photographer. His web content, the stuff he puts out through his blog, is, there is so much good, useful information there. And one of the things that Chase did a while back, he produced a behind-the-scenes video where he was shooting some snowboarding or some skiing action. And again, he's saying just that. He was leaving his kit outside his chalet, you know, and it worked very well. Obviously, it was all secure. But Chase Jarvis, American photographer, I will link to him also in the show notes. It was a very simple shoot tonight. It was an hour and a half, something like that. Not a lot more to say. One of the issues that I had to deal with, the couple that I was working with, their family had obviously come. It was Christmas Eve. And of course you get all the grown-ups and all the kids. And we all know what it's like when you're preparing for a house full of people, or if you're in any situation where you're trying to organise something. It can be a little bit stressful, and don't get me wrong, there was no arguments, there's no stress, nothing like that. But with these guys, they say, look, take pictures when you want, start when you want, all the rest of it. It's a really good kind of working relationship that we have. Now, I was set up ready to go, and this was with the shots indoors, and I did not start taking pictures straight away, or certainly not at a time when I could have done, because I wasn't going to get the best out of the people that were there, because people were still arriving, people were sort of running around trying to put coats away and sort of get organised, and it just wouldn't have worked. I wouldn't have been happy with the pictures, and neither would have my client. I would have made sure that the edit showed pictures that were favourable. There was nothing that, you know, I know them, they wouldn't have liked. But it's worth remembering that you don't have to go straight into taking pictures. You're there, or as a photographer, you're it's an old cliche, you're not paid just to press the button. It's about people management. It's 90% people management, 10% technical. You need to work with the people that you're there to photograph. So I was having a chat with the kids, and some of them were, you know, tiny kids, having a chat with them, having a chat with the adults, catching up after we were all together with the last shoot, which was the Jimmy White snooker shoot. And so when I came to actually take the pictures, everyone was relaxed. they didn't feel as though I'd been pushing the camera in their faces the moment I got there, and it was really good. So the shots I got tonight, I would say they were better in terms of me being happy with the content, because of course it was the same people, but the technique for shooting was pretty much the same as I did a few years back when they had the Salvation Army before. But the pictures were, there was just something about them that I was just much happier with them. Don't get me wrong, I was happy with them last time, but there's something about them. Maybe it was the snow, maybe it was the fact that people were huddling together because it was so cold, maybe, and I suspect this is one of the big factors, the fact that this was Christmas Eve and it's such a wonderful time for everyone. Now, the snow machine that was brought in, they still used it. Although there was snow, it wasn't actually snowing today, but it just added something to it. That in the shots, it looked as though it was actually snowing, which of course that's kind of the effect you're going for. But altogether, really nice shoot, really nice way to end off, you know, the working calendar before Christmas. Do I always work Christmas Eve? Do I always have shoots? No, not always. Up until a week or so ago, I was thinking I was having Christmas Eve just to wind things down and that was it. But, you know, happy to do so. There are various factors involved with working special occasions like Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, you know. I have places that I want to be with people that I love and people that I want to spend my evenings with. But, you know, I have to work. Not always. I could always turn the work down, but I'm happy to do it. So, like I say, really, really, I'm just excited because it's Christmas. Just a really nice way to round off things. And now I am looking at my clock and I'm about quarter of an hour away from home, and I'm just really looking forward to getting back, backing up the pictures. Do you know, I'm not even going to look at these pictures in any great detail because I know that I'm happy with them and they're going to look awesome and the people are going to be so happy with them, and it'll just be a nice reminder for them when they get the pictures in a few weeks' time. It's going to look lovely. So I'm going to round it off there. I'm going to drive back this last quarter of an hour, put on my comfortable socks, put on the TV, sit with my girlfriend and just enjoy the rest of this Christmas Eve. And when you guys hear this, it'll all be done. It'll all be over because you'll be listening to this, you know, after the weekend. So anyway, such as it is, again, I hope you've had a great Christmas. I hope you had as much fun on your Christmas Eve as I've had, whether you were working or not. And yeah, take care, and I will speak to you guys very soon.
It's funny, already that evening and the whole of Christmas seems to be such a while ago, even though it's only been a week or so. You know, all that build-up, all the wrapping of presents, snow which is still on the ground as I was doing the shoot, it's all just seems to have gone in a matter of days. I actually didn't receive any photography kit this year for Christmas, but then I didn't ask for any either, so it's hardly surprising. Now, that's not to say that I didn't think about what I might like. Of course, there's always plenty to spend your money on. But just as soon as Christmas is over, my mind immediately turns to Focus on Imaging, the UK's largest photography trade show, which is coming up in March. This is where I do my kid in a sweet shop thing and get all excited about the lovely, shiny photography toys. That's coming up in a future podcast, but for now, let's get back to Christmas Eve and hear today's second recording.
Christmas Eve, and I thought I'd record another short little recording just as I'm heading back from the shoot, which is described in another podcast. Just want to record a few thoughts about pictures and how we kind of relate to them in terms of family history and the importance of that. Now, if you followed my blog, or if you've listened to earlier podcasts, you will know that I'm a firm believer that pictures are there to be looked at. You should enjoy them. They have a lot of significance for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. Now, the whole point of why I'm recording this evening, and it's a time to think as I drive back now. It's about 10 minutes before I head, before I'm back home. One of the gifts that I have prepared for my own mum is a box of prints, and they are 7x5 inch glossy prints. And this all came about, she doesn't know that she's going to be receiving them. She may remember mentioning it to me, but as far as I'm aware, she will have forgotten about it. Now, I am as guilty as a lot of people when it comes to taking pictures, and I don't practice what I preach. I don't always print them out. They stay on the hard drive. They're backed up, and they're backed up on disk, and I've got them secure, but I don't always print them out as much as I should. And this is something that I am going to be having as one of my New Year's resolutions, is to actually print out more pictures for a number of reasons. But what I'm doing for my mum, or what I have done, is I've got this set of prints, and they're 7x5, and they're in a box which contains, it has enough space to hold 100 photographs, and I've printed out about 85, which is quite a nice number. Now, the pictures have been taken by me over the last about 5 years or so. In fact, going back to 2004, and some of them have been printed and the majority of them haven't, but as my mum rightly said to me a few months ago, I really want to see these pictures. I know I sometimes see them on the computer screen, but there's something nice about actually holding pictures, actual print. And she's absolutely right, and I would highly recommend to all of you, if you have got stacks of pictures that you have got stored away on digital files, or even if you've got them printed out and in old albums, please get them out, have a look at them, and just remember why you took them. Because I've gone through all these, literally hundreds upon hundreds of files going back over these last few years, and there are pictures in there of my grandparents, both of who are no longer with us. And it's funny, you look at pictures and you kind of feel as though they're still around, obviously not in a physical sense, but there is a connection there. And maybe that's something I can talk about, what we read into pictures at another time. But going through all those pictures, just, it kind of knocked it into my head again, which I need from time to time to remind myself just how important these pictures are. Now, when my mum sees these pictures, no doubt it's going to be quite emotional. And, Christmas time, it is a time to remember people that aren't with us, but it's also a time to have great fun. So I don't want to be getting her too upset, so I'm going to have to think about when I'm giving these pictures to her. But looking at these pictures, it is so important to everyone, I think, to to remember and think about where you come from in terms of your family history. Because if I don't print out these pictures, no one else has got copies of these. Family members haven't got copies. No one else knows where they are on my computer system or on my filing system. And God forbid, if I wasn't here, then if I don't tell anyone or I don't make copies for anyone, who's going to know? And one of the things that I'm wanting to do in this coming year, in 2011, is look more into my family history. I've already started to a little bit in the past, but there's a lot that I'm intrigued about that I want to look into. So I then put myself in the position of, I don't know, my kids, grandkids, great-grandchildren further down the line who want to do the same thing. If I haven't, at this point, printed out some pictures, it's, you know, digital files, they are not going to last forever, insofar as that it's not a case that you can't damage a disc or anything. You know, you have to have a contingency, you have to back stuff up. So it's important for me to make copies of these pictures for other people to have a reference to my life, my parents, my grandparents. And this Christmas, my mum's simple request for copies of pictures which I failed to print out has just reminded me of the importance of this, and I just wanted to share that with you. And again, if you have got any stories of your own, of, you know, positive stories, yeah, let's hear them. But also, if you have very sadly found that there have been instances where you've been meaning to print pictures out and just never got round to it, and then unfortunately something's happened, or, you know, of course I don't want to know the details, but let me know, because it's so important. And I like to think that people are sharing their pictures, and, you know, I want to hear some stories from you guys that we can all learn from. You know, it's this whole photography thing, the whole podcasting, the social media thing, it's all about sharing. And yeah, let's just do exactly that. Share your pictures with each other and then just share your stories. So that is all I'm going to say on this for this second recording of a Christmas Eve. And yeah, turn the engine off and I'm all done for the day now.
Sure enough, my mum wasn't disappointed with the pictures, and yes, there were tears when she opened them. As it happens, that whole event has prompted me to think more carefully about how I look at my own pictures, and I have a few ideas in mind which I'll share with you in the coming weeks. You can check out the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me directly, of course, I always encourage you to. And you can do this either through Twitter, at Giles Babbage. You can check out my Facebook page, Giles Babbage Photography. Or why not just send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. I'm sorry this show took a while to get to you. Take care, and I will speak to you all very soon.